But let's start closer to home right now. The former Free State Agriculture Department head, Peter Tabete, is on the stand at the Zondo Commission of Inquiry into State Capture, and he's been speaking at length about the Frieda Dairy Farm deal. And you know, that's the deal that should have afforded some of the poorest Free State farmers a measure of prosperity, but it ended up being snatched away from them, seemingly due to the Gupta's greed. Now today, Tabete said he thought the firm with links to the Gupta's, called Estina, would be able to pay for its part of the Frieda deal, although the company had only, wait for it, 16 Rand in its account when the deal was signed. How many companies would get a contract of that nature with just 16 Rand in their bank accounts? Ndakwana Ngatane is on the story for us. Ndakwana, hi. 16 Rand, I mean, that was all the company had to its name, but it was chosen to run this dairy project anyway.
That's right, Joanne. And in the past, we've heard how the MEC for Finance, as well as the Chief Financial Officer in the department, or rather in the province, had said that they didn't really know much. The MEC said she had no idea how Estina was selected, but also the Chief Financial Officer in the province would then say that the same Peter Tabete is the one who pulled her out of a farewell party on a Friday to say that she should facilitate or process a 30 million rand payment without any documentation to support what he wanted her to do, and she eventually refused. But today he presented quite a naive image of himself, Joanne, in the sense that he basically doesn't even know the people that were paid with.
Oh dear, we've lost our line to Ndokwana there. We'll try and return to her in just a moment. And she's hit the nail on the head there, saying he presented quite a naive picture, because you can imagine what would go into due diligence before a contract is awarded, right? This was a very extensive project that was going to be undertaken. It was not just a matter of getting people on board who had, already had extensive farming experience. They were farmers who had not operated in the dairy industry before. They had one or two cows, you know. They weren't prosperous farmers. They were really struggling. And the idea was that they were going to give up that aspect of their farming in order to obtain dairy cows, and that this was going to be built on. You know, they would be able to supply dairy products regularly to a particular point, and that would allow them some measure of prosperity. And, you know, it was a horrific scene when investigators actually went and had a look at that site where the dairy farm was supposed to have been. And, unfortunately, such a horrific thing, you know, carcasses of animals strewn everywhere. They'd seemingly been dumped there, and that was how it how it unfolded, how it came to the fore, once particularly journalists had been looking into the story, that this was a scam from just about the word go. So when Muhammad cannot go to the mountain must come to Muhammad, and we've lost our line to Ndokwana, but she is with us in the flesh now in studio. Superwoman, thank you for getting here in time, in time to answer my next question. You were actually speaking about the issue of this chief financial officer saying that Peter Tabete had pulled her out of that office party to process this 30 million rand payment to Estina.
That's right. And subsequent to that, we then heard from an MEC of Finance who said she had no idea how Estina was awarded this particular agreement and contract. But today, Peter Tabete paints a picture of a man who's really naive in terms of even knowing how tax works. For instance, he says he wrote a letter that would say that Estina should not raise a tax invoice. And now when the chairman says to him, but why would it make a difference? Because at the end of the day, VAT would go to SARS as opposed to the company that is raising the invoice. And his response was, and eventually, you know, he doesn't really know clearly how it works. But also, he admits that the department was taken for a ride, shortchanged, because it spent something like 106 million rand on a processing plant. And at the end of the day, when a report was commissioned on the plant, it found that the tanks were rusted, the pipes were wrong, the pressure rooms did not exist, the lab did not exist. So all of these things he now admits, as the evidence leader asked him, that as the department, they were indeed shortchanged.
So, Ndokwana, how exactly is he explaining his role in having expected various other members, including his chief financial officer, other members of his office, to process these without due diligence being done on it, Stina?
Look, I think, Joanne, it's making more and more sense as he speaks that probably he was not even in a position to know what was right and what was wrong. And even though he hasn't said in the past why it is, because he's been asked a number of times in the past, why was there so much of a rush to make all of these payments? And why was procedure not followed? Now, when you listen to him, you actually get a sense of someone who probably didn't even have an idea of what procedure had to be followed in the first place.
Why would he not have known that?
Well, I think it comes to the reports that we've heard from the Auditor General of people who are in positions but are not qualified to be in those positions, have no idea how the Public Financial Management Act works and what's required of them. And as a head of department, and if you heard what the Chief Financial Officer said, I mean, on a Friday, if you say to me, process a 30 million rand payment, at least you have to give me some kind of supporting document, whether it's an agreement or even something that shows that the process of tendering was undertaken, but clearly he didn't have an idea of what was supposed to be done.
Just remind me of how much money went down the drain in terms of public funds that were supposed to have gone towards this project.
I'll tell you what, every day a new figure comes up. Yeah. I know that at some point we were saying 200 million, but as we speak now, today alone, we've heard something like there was payments of 30 million rand towards a feasibility study that Estina didn't eventually undertake, because what then happened was that they then took the money and diverted it to go and secure the purchase of equipment. And even the chair was saying, but how come you allowed this to happen? How come you didn't say, well, reverse the transaction? How come you didn't say, we're going to penalize you for doing this because it's not allowed in the PFMA? And there's another one of, and the 30 million is 5 million US dollars. There's another one of 3 million US dollars. Now there's this one of 106 million rand that was spent on. So as we go, Joanne, every single day, a new figure comes up. And so, And as I'm listening to it, I get a feeling that we really did not know, and we're probably only going to find out as we proceed. And if you listen to the evidence leader, Advocate Leah Kabashi, she seems to be in more knowledge, you know, to be more knowledgeable about what happened, more than even Peter Tabete, who was the head of Department for Agriculture.
It's a shocking story, and I think we must be prepared for even more shocks over the next few days. Thank you very much for that, Ntokwana Ngatane, our EWN reporter.